With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT. And on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The Clark County Education Association is coming after your tax dollars and promising nothing in return. You may ask, how is that possible? It's not only a possibility, but it's a reality. The left-wing organization wants to raise taxes on the state's largest gaming companies, which, as the Review Journal has already noted, supplies nearly 40% of Nevada's general fund budget. The gambling revenue is in a decline, and the numbers of people employed by these casinos is also on the decline. So this source of revenue is somewhat questionable. Then there's the second recommendation to increase the sales tax, which would make Clark County one of the country's highest sales tax rates. That certainly would not encourage spending. Now, who benefits from these increases? The union predicts more money for teachers and smaller class sizes. That means more teachers, more union dues, and overall, more money for the union. There's no provision for any expected positive outcome when it comes to the enhancement of education for the students. There are no promised or even projected benefits for the students. This is strictly a proposal to strengthen the union, increase their membership, provide them with more money and nothing more. As alluded to earlier, the union is left-wing. They've just endorsed Bernie Sanders for president. That makes the union not just left-wing, but endorsing the socialism Bernie Sanders espouses. And by definition, that puts the union outside of the mainstream of American politics. Another question raised by a Review Journal commentary reveals a much more troubling question. That is, quote, there's nothing in the initiative to prevent the legislature from taking money away from schools in light of the new money, end of quote. Now, that is the problem with any initiatives that seek to add additional revenue without consideration with how the legislature might react. Many years ago, Californians voted in a lottery tax that was supposed to provide more money for education. What a great idea, voters thought. It passed overwhelmingly. The lottery went into effect, and a great deal of that money went to the education budget. Great, except for one small problem. The California legislature figured that if there was another source of revenue for supporting education in the state, they could take money away that they had already allocated for education and redirect that money into other new programs. That's exactly what they did. So now California has other programs that had to be funded on an annual basis, and the lottery was expected to just keep on funding education. If Nevada voters go along with the union scheme and provide more tax dollars for education, there's no guarantee the state legislature will not emulate California and supplant those tax dollars for dollars already allocated to education, making the result a no-sum gain. Remember, legislators only consider the money as nothing more than play money. It's not theirs. The money, a tremendous amount, sits in front of them to slice and dice as they may. It's easy spending money that comes out of someone else's pocket. So what do we have? Taxes that would hit not only most Nevadans, but also those who could least afford it. That's the sales tax increase. Gaming increases would hit big-time casinos, and that would result in less employment for those who could least afford it. It would embolden the union that has already let us know that they prefer a far-left socialist to lead us into the future. How many people want their tax dollars to lead us in that direction? And of course, there is no stipulation that there must be any positive increases for our children if the initiatives pass. The proposals by the Clark County Education Association is a lose-lose for every Nevadan except for the left-wing union. Both proposals should be shot down. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.